when I'm hopeless, you gave your life for me. Sad to say goodbye, I went strange. I got used to just loving me. You gave me life when I'm dying. Gave your life for me. I don't know why you kept loving me. Now I know how much you love me, because you died.
Glad to have you tuning in here to the live broadcast tonight of the Oasis Church. We are talking to you on the 28th day of April. We're at the end of the month. We'll see you next month for the next time that we gather here. But we made it through 4 months of 2023, and what a strange time we are living in today. But thank God we're here, and the Lord has us living at a time like this for a purpose and a plan that he has for each one of our lives. So let's rejoice in the Lord about it and know that he's going to work things out and everything's going to be all right if we're in his hands. He has the whole future in his hands, right? And he has our lives in his hand too, because we belong to Jesus. That's right. We belong to Jesus. Well, welcome. Glad to have you all here today. Lord bless you all. And we're going to go ahead and have a little bit of news here as we start out tonight. Florida Pride Group is forced to cancel a planned event, which is a very lewd event that they had planned, to targeting children due to a new law protecting children. So I'm certainly glad that they didn't get away with that and all the other things that the wicked ones had planned. Some of them are getting canceled. Praise the Lord. Kansas Republicans say no to their Democratic governor, Laura Kelly's veto of pro-life law protecting babies from infanticide. That's right. So they returned her little veto, and she's not happy about that, but too bad, because they were offering her, there was going to stop any kind of help for babies that are living after an abortion, and she didn't get away with that. So, yeah, so Fox lost their audience as conservatives abandoned Fox News channel after Tucker Carlson was released, and while Newsmax ratings are soaring, but yeah, what'd they get rid of Tucker Carlson for? He was a man that had a lot to say, a lot of good things to say. Sure enough. Yeah, Biden caught with a cheat notes, giving him reporters questions and the answer for the press conference. So we got to say, well, who writes these instructions to Biden, and you know, who's writing the press conference question too? And why does the press play along with these written questions and answers? It's all just a, you know, a fake thing. I mean, fake questions for a fake president. For, I mean, who writes Biden's answers? You know, the whole presidency is fake. I mean, he's not in charge. Biden carelessly let his cheat sheet notes be seen, revealing the president, the so-called president, and the press conference was a scam. So what a day we live in, huh? Yeah, it's just all written out. Yeah. So why does the president, I mean, why does the press play along? And you got to wonder, well, Nikki Haley now, I haven't ever felt good about that woman, but I believe she's a compromiser, and I've certainly seen it now. Nikki Haley invites Disney World to move to South Carolina since they have a feud going on with Governor DeSantis, supposedly, an ongoing feud. Well, you know, she's inviting that wicked company to come there for money's sake, because of the billions of dollars that they bring into her state, even though she's no longer governor there. That's still, she claims, is her state. And they said they'd be glad to have Disney move to South Carolina. Well, you know what, lady? You got too many dollar signs in your eyes or something, because it's not about money. It's about God. It's about, you know, getting rid of the perverts and the perversion that, you know, Disney represents, you know, the pedophiles, all the different things that, that you know, go along with that. Anyway, unbelievable. Here's something unbelievable. Less than half of the born-again Christian believers that were taken polled by Barna don't believe that Jesus lived a sinless life. That's right. Less than half of born-again Christian believe that Jesus lived a sinless life while he was walking on the face of the earth. That's pretty bad, right? And then we have half of Christians who say they sometimes doubt their about their religious beliefs. They have doubts about their religious beliefs. Then there was, you know, there were these non-practicing Christians who believed they were Christians, and there were practicing Christians who, you know, really practice it. 8% of practicing Christians said they did frequently, you know, doubt their religious beliefs, and 12% said occasionally, and 20% said sometimes, and 37% said rarely, and 23% said they never do doubt their religious beliefs or their Christian beliefs. Wow. Well, former Harry Potter actress Emma Watson, she thanks her witches in her coven, said they helped her arrive at where she is and who she is today. Yeah, Watson is the most recent of a lot of female celebrities who have publicly confessed their association with witchcraft and the occult. Well, you know, if the truth were known, there's a whole lot of them that that associate with the occult and are members of the occult and are witches and warlocks and Satanists, and have sold their soul to the devil. Let's wake up to that reality. Hollywood's full of the demonic, full of people who are sold out to Satan. If you don't know that, then, you know, you've been living in a bubble or something. Stanford University has raked in more than $27 million from Chinese money. Yeah, that's right. It's addicted to funding from China. No wonder their students are all mixed up and programmed and you know, part of the communist brainwashing. That's right. This is not the only college in America that are getting money from China. And so, yeah, it's part of the communist agenda to brainwash the young people of the country and use brainwashed professors that really don't know anything. And they only know their ridiculous programming and lies that they try to put on people. And yet a lot of young people are buying into that garbage. I tell you, that's a sad day to see all that going on, isn't it? My, my, my. But pray that people wake up before it's too late. Pray that people wake up, because that's the key. Josh Yoder of the U.S. Freedom Flyers believes that America is now witnessing the deliberate destruction of the aviation industry, like Agenda 2030. You know, there's language in there to reduce well, they're going to reduce travel. That's what they want. They don't want you to travel anymore. They're trying to block travel, and they don't want people traveling. And so they're going to destroy the aviation industry, you know, the travel by air. And that's what this man believes that they're planning to do. The WEF, you know who that was founded by, Klaus Schwab, demon-possessed individual. WEF orders governments to start limiting food to fight climate change. That's right. They're laying the groundwork to starve people to death, people that it considers useless, and has now ordered governments in the West to begin attacking the food supply. Well, they've already been attacking the food supply. It's already been happening. And if they get their way, more is coming. They'll be destroying a lot of the food supply. And they just want to bring people into a famine situation, a starving situation. And it won't be pretty when that takes place, of course. But we're already seeing some of it. We're seeing a lot of businesses declaring bankruptcy and a lot of things going down. All right, well, let's move on. We've had some news here, and we're going to go on into the important parts of the broadcast here tonight. We're going to get into God's Word. We're going to pray. I want to pray for a brother who's still recovering from surgery, hasn't been able to go back to work, and his body is still recovering. So I'm going to pray for his recovery and that he'll get better. And the Lord will continue to minister to him during this time, encourage him. And we pray for the broadcast tonight, a time in the Word. And hallelujah. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for each and every listener to this broadcast. We thank you for ministering to them, encouraging them, strengthening them, and spiritually and physically and mentally and every area of their life, Father, that they would be just lifted up into the heavenlies and ministered to by your Spirit, Lord. We thank you for working in their lives and blessing them and encouraging them, Father. Now we ask your blessing tonight on the broadcast, Father, that you would speak under the anointing of the Holy Spirit through me, Father, and encourage people, speak to their hearts, speak to their minds, what they need to hear tonight. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. We break the yoke of the enemy. Give him no place here in Jesus' name. We break his power against us, and thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. And we pray for a brother who had surgery, Lord. I want to lift him up and thank you for healing his body, Father, that he will recover all that the enemy tried to steal from him through this surgery, Lord, and this attack on his body. And, Lord, we just pray for a complete and total recovery, Lord, in Jesus' name, for your glory, Father. And Lord, we pray for everyone listening, Lord, that they will have not a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. Lord, release the power, release the love, release the sound mind upon all of us, Lord. That we'll walk in that and not in fear in this hour that we're living in when all these strange things are happening and demonic things are taking place. And it seems like, you know, that the enemy is trying to wear out the saints, like it says in Daniel in these latter days. He's trying to wear people out and make them weary and well-doing. And the Bible says, be not weary in well-doing. So, Lord, let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us not faint in the fight here that we're in today. Instead, let us be strong in the Lord and the power of your might, Lord. Every day, Father, strengthen us by your Spirit. Encourage us. Lift us up, Lord, and bring us into what your plan is for our lives, your direction for all the years that each one of us has left on this earth before your return or before we go home and be with you. Lord, we thank you that you will order our steps and you will make us fruitful in our life, and we will live a fruitful life unto you, Father. We honor you. We thank you, and we thank you for releasing your angels, Lord, to minister to each one of us, Lord, that they're ministering your Spirit sent to those who are the heirs of salvation. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for healing our bodies, Father. We just thank you that by your stripes we were healed, Father. We praise you for that as well, and we just honored you and glorify your name tonight as you just freshly pour out your Spirit upon us, Lord, and renew our strength that we can run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. In Jesus' name, everybody say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, folks. Hallelujah. It's good to be here again with you, and I pray that y'all folks are going to be all right. Amen. You're going to make it. You're not going to grow weary. And the Lord is going to bring you through all of this stuff that's going on. Because we see our country entering into a time that, wow, that people are just going to stagger and sway under the things that they see. And the Bible says men's hearts will fail them for fear. The things that have come and are coming upon us, I mean, not necessarily upon you and I, but upon the nation, upon the world. A time reminiscent of the Great Depression is bank failures. They're not over yet. We're going to see more stuff going on there as well. It's a time that, you know, people will, panic about their money and thinking they're going to lose everything. Yeah, so why is all this happening? Well, it's the last of the last days. Even though we might not be in the full tribulation part right now, where it's just turning into total awful for the world anyway, it is still the last of the last days. And our nation, of course, under this administration of evil, has done everything they can that's anti-Christ, anti-God, and they're still trying to do more. They have a form of godliness, but they deny him in reality, right? That's certainly what they're doing. They might act like, oh, well, I'm a Catholic, or I'm this, or I'm that, but you have no godliness in you. You have no fear of God. So don't try to fool the people of this land like you do, because it's a great deception that you're trying to sell to the nation, that you think you guys are okay and gals. You're not. The people in this administration are evil, and they sold their soul to Satan, whether they're aware of it or not. Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Well, these people are sowing to the flesh, and whatever they're sowing, they're going to reap. Because the world is under the law, and they're going to reap for their sins unless they take the salvation of mercy and grace of God and they receive salvation. But otherwise, they're reaping. I mean, people all around us are reaping what they've sown. Don't think they can escape that. So we see people not wanting to work today and hard to find good help when you're looking, and then they're not jobs for some of the people who really want jobs. And we see major corporations going into bankruptcy that soon become unparalleled to anything we've ever seen. Yeah, it's a greedy world, greedy and corrupt, and globalist politicians, the corporate heads, they've just done all they can to steal, you know, kill and destroy. Basically, they follow Satan's agenda. They're taking whatever they can get. You know, my wife was praying one week, and God said to her, well, I'll show you greed. And she saw it as a winged creature one time when she was praying about this greed with talons and claws. And she saw it with its talons and claws dug into a person's back and shoulders. And it was eating away on that person's head, just taking chunks out of that person's head, chunk after chunk, just attached to them and feeding on the person. It was a hideous being, she said. Greed is vile. Okay? Greed is very vile. And so, yeah, many people, they're going to be homeless and living in the street. They already are, but the homeless shelters are more and more unable to keep up with the demands made on them. Even in our area, I see lots of people living in campers because the homes are too expensive to buy here. So nobody can even buy a home. I mean, you know, it's just not possible to buy one. We can't buy one here. They're too expensive right now. And so, I don't know, maybe they're going to go down in price. Maybe, but it's unlikely because it's seeming like more and more people want to move to Montana. So I guess things are changing here too, where they used to not be that expensive. You know, when I first moved here, they used to not be that expensive, but they sure gotten that way today. But anyway, let's get into the word today. It's sneaky attack, recognizing sneaky attacks of the enemy. It's what we're going to talk about today. So, are you ready? Let's get into the word. Amen. Amen. I'm just talking about some things first here, but now let's get into the meat of God's word and the message that he has for us. Let's go to James chapter 3, verse 16. James 3, verse 16. So the enemy looks for ways to sneak into your life. So I tell you what, every one of us needs to be on guard from the enemy. I mean, and we realize he might use jealousy, envy, and strife. He might use pain and misery and hurts. I mean, there's a lot of ways that he comes in and tries to do his agenda. But let's read James 3:16 now. And for where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. So here we see confusion and every evil work. What is this? Well, if you're allowing envy and strife in your life, there's going to be problems, okay? Where envy and strife are, would it be in a church family where there's been a lot of strife in churches over the years and envy goes on and, yeah, a lot of that goes on today. Or maybe it's at home between, you know, teenagers in the family or children fighting with each other or with the husband and wife fighting with each other, strife between them, envying others. You envy what the neighbor has. You envy what someone that at work has, a better job that you have or whatever. Or maybe it's where you work. There's envy and strife among the people you're working with. And there will be confusion. And it says there will be also, what else? All manner of evil, ungodly things going on. What does that mean? Well, let's look at this today. Confusion is a demon spirit. And every evil work is a manifestation of many evil spirits. Okay? So some people are having a real hard time at their job because there is envy and strife going on there. Maybe not with them personally, but with other people. So there's a releasing of many evil spirits because, well, every evil work is happening there. Let's look at strife for a minute. You know, strife means self-seeking. What is at the bottom of most people's problem? Self-seeking, It's all about me. It's all about self, right? Wanting it their way, your way, my way or the highway, not being satisfied with God's way, or wanting to submit to a way of your mate or your church or your whatever is going on, you know, not being satisfied with the way, the right way, or the way that the boss or the pastor or the husband or wife says, or jealousy over someone else. Yeah, who, what they have and what they do. All of these are just self-seeking things. All of them, strife, all strife, causes, if given place to, right? So what are we doing? Look at verse 14 and 15. It says here 14 and 15 of James chapter 3. Okay, that's where we're reading. 14 and 15, what does it profit, my brethren, do a man say he has faith and has not worked? Wait, I'm sorry, that was 2:14, 15. Here we go. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. How many know there's some lies against the truth going on? This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work, which verse we already read. But where is it from? Where is all this coming from? Demons. That's right. The soul of man, not the Spirit of God. Not the Spirit of God in your spirit. This is a manifestation of demons. It's a manifestation of the flesh. And within the flesh dwelleth no good thing. Notice it first, it says, glory not. Okay? You know, when there's envy and strife going on, people start getting puffed up. They start getting prideful. And they start thinking they're right. See? And they get all puffed up about themselves. They want to prove they're right. And they argue their points. That's right. Oh, yeah. Like in church, maybe. I'm anointed of God. I can sing better. I can minister better. I can do this better than so-and-so. You know, why haven't they discovered me and my gifts? Why can't, you know, I could talk better than them. I could preach better than that pastor. I could prophesy better. I can pray for the sick better, and on and on and on. Glorying is taking place. This is a self-awareness and self-seeking backed by a demon. Urged onward by a demon, boasting, bragging, and pumping a person's selves up so that they could have a place and rule in their person's soul. This is what the demons do. Happens all the time at work, in school, at churches, in home. So you need to put up a guard against these kind of spirits operating in you. You don't want them operating in you. Okay? Yeah. Notice it said, lie not against the truth. There are a lot of lies against the truth today. We hear all the time, folks, all the time. If we just listen to people talk, we hear lies that are built up in people against the truth. And so what was the thing that happened to Eve in the garden? She was lied to against the truth, right? And when envy and strife came, self-seeking, it's a lie against the truth. It begins to be built in a person as it takes place. See, what kind of lies against the truth are there in your life right now? Probably some you don't know are there. Probably some that you're not aware of, see? Because if we recognize, you know, all things for what they are, these lies, wouldn't we reject them right away? I mean, I would hope that you would want to reject them right away. I would hope that you wouldn't want to cling to them. So there's some lies in all of us that are lying against the truth in our lives. And it's a fight against the Holy Spirit working in us because he brings in all truth. He reveals all truth to us if we'll allow that to take place. So lies are building in people's minds today. And this is the breeding ground of lies, in fact, in our minds. And when we embrace one or more of these lies against the truth, we believe one or more, then demons will also be inserted into the mind and, of course, the flesh. And usually it goes through the soul, which is your mind, will, and emotion, to get to the flesh. But the mind begins to believe one will get, you know, cancer or some horrible disease through the fear of sickness, fear of infirmity, fear of cancer, which is a demon, of course. Then as a person receives the thought, instead of rejecting it or casting it out, as a spirit, which it is, and actually more than one, is given permission to come into your mind and your soul, and which is the mind, will, and emotion, and the flesh, and the soul would be, it would have fear of cancer now, or fear of the disease. And so people are living in that. And these are open doors to spirits to come in of cancer or of disease or something, who try to get into you that way. Okay? Does that make sense? See, if you give place to any kind of a fear, remember, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, that you're giving place to a spirit. See? You're not giving place to the Holy Spirit. You're giving place to a ungodly, unholy spirit. If you give place to fear, when we know that God did give us a spirit of fear. Well, if God did give us a spirit of fear, then when you're in fear, what spirit are you of? Well, it isn't the spirit of God. Right? It's not the spirit of God. That's right. And so, if you're giving place to fear, then that spirit, of fear and the spirit of fear, whatever you fear, are going to move into your life. If you keep giving place to them, that's why we have a scripture that says, give no place to the devil, because if you give him place, he's got a place in you, and he's going to have a place in you to live. And he's going to come in, and he's going to hang out there, and he's going to build a stronghold in there if you do that. Amen? So we buy into the lies against the truth. Too often, folks, too often, the truth is, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I will keep thee in all thy ways. So, we got to reject the lie against the truth of cancer or disease or any kind of thing that's trying to take you down or take you out before your times. A lie against the truth is if you embrace it, it's received. Okay? And when you receive it, then it can have more ground to do what it wants to do, see? And it will, if you dwell upon it, it's a beginning gateway from a spirit to embed itself inside. Do you see that? See, this is what the enemy does. He builds strongholds in you and me against the truth if he can get in. Lies against the truth. A stronghold. See? And so first, what is the truth? How many know what the truth is? Amen. Jesus says, he is the truth, the way of the life. I am, he said, my word is true, right? And I magnified my word above my name. The word of God is true. Jesus is true. He cannot lie. So I am the way, the truth, and the life, he said. Well, let's just look at some other things. What do you think? Mormonism, is that a lie against the truth? Absolutely, it is. Do spirits accompany Mormonism? Does a dog bark? Woof, woof. Of course they do. So if Mormon missionaries are allowed to come into your home, what is coming in with the Mormon missionaries into your home? Demons, of course, right? Demons are coming into your home. If you're letting them into your home, what does the Bible have to say about that? You know what the Bible has to say about letting them come into your home? Well, let me just read it in 2 John here, verse 7. What does it say? Because that for his name's sake, they went forth taking, reading of 3 John, here's 2 John. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Now jump over here to verse 9 and 10. To verse 10 and 11. If there come any unto you, then bring not this doctrine, the doctrine of Christ, proper doctrine of Christ. Receive him not into your house. Don't even let him into your house, nor bid him Godspeed. Don't give him a greeting. Don't give him a blessing when they leave. Don't say, have a good week now. No, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker or shares in his evil deeds. So, yeah, if Mormons come knocking at the door, you don't even let them in your house. That's right. That's what it says there. Right? So, yeah, Mormons carry demons, lots of them. So, Who else carries demons? Well, a lot of people carry, a lot of the cults are loaded with demons. Don't let them in your house. Jehovah Witnesses? Christian Scientists? There are many cults out there. Many people that are teaching a lie against the truth. So I ask you another question today. What is your mouth in agreement with? What have you been saying lately? What have you been talking over yourself lately? What have you been speaking in your life, in your day-by-day rough times in your life when you know something goes wrong, it doesn't go the way you want it to go, it doesn't go the way you'd like it to go, and do you say things that are an open door for the enemy to attack you? How could I say that? That was so stupid. Why did I say that? Why did I do that? You know, watch out, you know. Watch out. You'd be cursing yourself. You got to watch what you say. You'd be opening a door to a demon. Yeah. So what is your mouth in agreement with? Is it in a lie against the truth, or is it in agreement with the truth? Do you speak the truth when something goes wrong, or do you speak a lie against the truth? How often do you say things that are thought plants or permission to demons, the thoughts were planted in your mind? The demon plant in your mind or emotions, and you speak it out. And there you, or are you giving permission to the devil? Oh, I just feel so horrible. I think I'm going to get sick and think I'm going to die, whatever. See, I'm going to have heart failure. I'm going to have heart disease. You're just giving demons a permission slip. I'm thrilled to death, or I'm just dying to go there. Well, I wouldn't say that. I don't say that. I'm just tickled to death. What are you saying? I never say that stuff. Okay? Tickled to death. Why not tickled to life? Or why not, you know, I'm just thrilled to life, thrilled to feeling great. You know, why are you saying stuff like that? What are you doing? You're opening the door to attack yourself, to be attacked by your own mouth. Your mouth can become a permission slip to demons. Yeah. It's how many demons have you been inviting into your life with your mouth? See, we got to put a guard up, folks. We got to put a guard up against these sneaky attacks of the enemy and recognize them. We recognize sneaky attacks of the devil. So there's a lot of them taking place in this world that we live in, and we need to be aware of it. Okay? Oh, I'm losing it. Well, or I can't take it anymore. I'm going to lose it. I'm going crazy. Or I hate so-and-so. I can't ever forgive him. You know, listen, watch out. You know, these are lies against the truth, and you speak them and you invite something into your life that you don't have, need no part of it, folks. No part of it in your life. Okay? So what does this lie build in a person, in your mind, in your imagination, in your soul? Where does it build in? Well, it builds it in your mind. It builds it in the soul, which is the mind, will, and emotion, right? And it will continue to build it unless it is discerned and discovered and dealt with. You got to deal with things, okay? Nobody got to deal with it for you. You've got to deal with the things going on in your mind sometimes every minute of the day. Nobody's there in your mind with you except the demons that are attached to the mind. By the way, I don't believe that demons can read what's coming out of your spirit, but I believe that if they're attached to the area of your mind, they could certainly read that part of your mind, okay? But they can't read the spirit. The spirit, that confuses them. They don't understand the things of the Spirit of God. Okay, but they can read people's mind because they're in their mind. They're attached in their mind, and a lot of the things going on in people's minds, they planted there, okay? So they know what your thoughts are and how you're going to think about the things that they plant because, listen, they've been doing this for over 6,000 years, planting this in people and watching their reactions and seeing how it snared their soul. Okay, I mean, look who killed their brother in the beginning. Cain killed Abel, and they've been killing their brothers ever since, right? I mean, people have been killing their brothers, killing their sisters ever since. Maybe not physically. But notice, it is wisdom here. What kind of wisdom? What did it say here? This wisdom cometh not from above. Right? What kind of wisdom is that? Devilish. Demonically inspired. It's not the wisdom that came from above. It's demonic wisdom. So there must be some kind of demonic wisdom that there is out there. Right? See, the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, and full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Yeah, but notice verse 15. This wisdom, though, if you have bitter envy and strife in your heart, this wisdom descended not from above, but it's earthly, sensual, and devilish. So there's a demonic wisdom that is not the wisdom of God. It has no relation to the wisdom of God. Okay? It's demonically Satan-inspired wisdom, and it's not a wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit. It might sound good, okay? A lot of things sound good, but that doesn't mean they are good. Doesn't mean they are God just because it sounds like it might be God. Sometimes it sounds just like it must be God, but you know what? It's not. It's sensual, earthly, devilish, demonically inspired, see? Oh, but it feeds the soul, the mind, will, and emotion. It feeds the human pride. It feeds us in a way that is not a good thing for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard Christians all through my life in ministry say, God told me this or that. All through my Christian life. Well, you better check out that word closely, brother or sister, before you do it. Because sometimes it's what we want to do, hoping God will, you know, confirm it and bless it, or it is demonically inspired because of strife and self-seeking and because of confusion. And you may believe it, very easily. Many people thought they heard from God and found out later that what they thought was God, what they thought they heard was God speaking, was demonically inspired. Have you ever done that? Have you ever found out something you thought was God was not God at all, but it was a demon that had planted the thought and masqueraded as God? Or maybe you just thought it was all God. You know, many prophecies that are given in churches and home groups and Bible studies are given from the soulish realm, not from the spirit realm, not from the Spirit of God. And they might have some wisdom, but it's not the wisdom of God, but it's sensual, it's earthly. It's even demonically devilish and devil-inspired, see? And I believe in prophecy, and I've prophesied many times, but you know, you've got to guard against demonically inspired wisdom. Some whole ministries operate that way, especially those who major on prophecies and that everybody must always have a word and give a word to each other and always have one ready to give. The people, you know, it just ends up being flesh ministering to the flesh rather than the Spirit of God. Because God gave us his word. We don't always have to run around trying to get a word all the time. Hey, God has words for us. There's no question about that. He has a word here and there for us in life. But if he were wanting us all to just live by somebody giving us a word all the time, we would remain very immature in our walk with God. Right? So we don't want to be immature. We want to mature and grow up into Christ in all ways as we grow spiritually. So self-seeking always gets into that too, of course. See, when Christians get an envy and strife, pride and self-seeking, demons come and give them all the assistance they need. Demons will teach them how to do prayers and whatever they do, and even some types of spiritual warfare, but it won't get anywhere against the demons. It'll just be, you know, works of the flesh manifesting even with demons in control of it. Demons will teach them all kinds of things. Things they never thought they could do, and it essentially becomes witchcraft in a church. You mean witchcraft is in the church, Pastor Cobb? Hello. Does a cat meow? That's right. Yeah, if it came from the wrong source, it's going to be off base, remember? I mean, if it comes from something that is not God, it's off base, and it's very likely witchcraft. And when all their witchcraft curses and prayers come to pass, I mean, people pray witchcraft prayers. If they come to pass, if the person against whom they come doesn't know how to stop them, then these folks will stand back and say, look what God did. Wait a minute, did God do that? Oh, he sure fixed them. He sure got rid of that preacher or that person or that singer on the music team or that Sunday school teacher. In fact, some prayers made by witchcraft in the churches have caused people to get sick and even die. You know, we need to break words and witchcraft prayers, charismatic witchcraft, whatever you want to call it. We need to watch about what people are praying, because not everybody's being led by the Spirit of the Lord. They might be being led by another spirit. Okay? And some of the praying going on in the church is cursing brothers and sisters. And you might as well get a doll and put pins and needles in it is what they're doing. I mean, because they're cursing brothers and sisters. They're cursing one another because they're operating in a spirit that is not the Spirit of God. Okay? Let's go over to Luke 9 and see that Jesus rebuked his disciples when they started to operate in a spirit that wasn't the Spirit of God. Luke 9:53, and here they were walking with Jesus every day. And they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. Here he was. He was in the village of Samaritan there, and they did not receive him because he was going to Jerusalem. He was as though he was going to Jerusalem, Jesus was. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? But he turned to them and rebuked them, saying, you know not what a manner of spirit you are, for the Son of Man has not come to destroy man's life, but to save them. And they went on to another village. But notice they started being tempted to operate in a different spirit. And how many Christians do that? See, listen, these guys were walking with Jesus every day of their lives, and they started getting into another spirit and started to operate in another spirit. And Jesus had to rebuke them because they were releasing another spirit. They were receiving this spirit, which was a lie against the truth. And they thought, man, it's God. We're going to call fire down and burn them up. But listen, they were being influenced by demons. Their thoughts were being invaded by evil spirits. That's right. Therefore, their soul was self-seeking. It was about them. We're going to call fire down. We're going to set those people right. We're going to fix them. Yeah. Well, there will be a day where we do call fire down from heaven. At least the two witnesses will, and it's possible we will be able to do that too. But you have to do it from the right spirit. You understand? They don't like us. They don't respect us. Let's just burn them up. Let's just call fire down on them. On these sinners and condemn them to hell. Send them straight there, right? No. No, Jesus rebuked them. No, don't do that. And see, we need to know this stuff about how Satan works, because he's a sneaky little devil, you know. He sneaks in. And we got to be on guard against it. I mean, how better way to sneak in and get people believing something? It's not accurate. It's not really God. It's a lie against the truth, but it seems like the truth. It's a wisdom that's sensual, devilish, and demonic. I mean, so yeah, we need to know this. I mean, he's in the process, since the day you were born, Satan is, of blending and merging the personality, your personality, the soul of man with his own or with the demon's own. That's what they did from the time you were in your womb, your mother's womb, that is. See? And God seeks to restore us to spiritual proper truth and rule from our spirits. And Satan rules from the soul, the flesh. And, you know, he has a wisdom that can sound good, it feels good, and seems right, even maybe like God, but it's not. It's a deception. Many deceiving spirits in the last days. We read that in 2 John, right? There'd be many deceivers. So you have to recognize that these snakes are sneaky. He slithers in there. The little slithery snake serpent, the devil, and his cohorts will try to slip and slither into your life if you allow that to take place. And it'll seem like wisdom, but it's not. It's not wisdom from above. Okay? The Bible tells us there are two different kinds of wisdom there, where we read. So God wants to restore us. He wants to change us to be like him. And a lot of things that Satan has, they sound good, feel good, and seem right, even like God, but they're not right. They're not the truth. And so often people become a puppet in the hand of a demon who is skilled at soul work. Demons are very skilled at working in the soul. They work in the mind, the will, and the emotion. That's the soul. They're very skilled at that. They work there to snare our souls. And as long as there is envy and strife, then your soul will be inspired by something other than Jesus. Something other than Jesus. 1 Corinthians 3:3 says here in 3:3 of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, for ye are carnal, for whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? That means walk as mere men. In other words, as fleshly men, carnal men, men that are not filled up with the Holy Spirit, even though we are, but we're walking as those who aren't. In other words, basically what he's saying. For while one says, I'm of Paul, another says, I'm of Apollos, are you not carnal? I mean, listen, I follow Paul the great one. I'm following him, and I'm a Paul follower, not an Apollos follower. And are you not carnal? Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So neither is he that planteth anything, neither is he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase, see? It's so simple. So we start getting puffed up, see, getting in pride, see, with the envy and strife going on in that carnal thing, there's envy and strife. And did God call us to walk as mere men or according to man, according to solely fleshly Adamic natures? No, he didn't call us to walk that way. But see, when you're carnal, fleshly, and strife, self-seeking, envy, pride, and divisions, not one in Christ, then you're going to have demons ruling in your life, and you're going to be under their influence. So what do we do? Well, I'll tell you some things that we need to do. We need to begin to cast down vain imagination, like it says in 2 Corinthians 10:5. Remember that scripture? Let's read it again. For memory's sake, it says, casting down imagination, every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. See, your thoughts need to be taken captive, because many times they will run wild in your mind through demons going and giving you all kinds of thoughts. See, oh yeah, all kinds of thoughts. And if you don't take those thoughts captive, look out there. Okay? Every thought, you cast down the vain imaginations, thoughts that are not God, that are, you know, lies against the truth, you know, proud, self-seeking, divided stuff. You got to guard against that stuff. See, we have demons, all of us, because we have strife and envy. Now, we may not all have strife and envy, but we all have demons, right? But if you have strife and envy, you definitely have demons, and then confusion, and then every evil work takes place. So is there unforgiveness in strife and envy? Is there? Often so. Yes, there is. So there may also be a lack of deliverance there because there's unforgiveness there. And because when there's unforgiveness and grudges and hate towards somebody, there is a blockage to deliverance, and a lot of demons being fortified in their positions inside of the person who is walking around in unforgiveness about something. See, if a person holds unforgiveness through strife and envy, there's like a blindness over them because of the demons that are being allowed to stay because of the unforgiveness. I mean, no, if you keep holding on to unforgiveness, you don't immediately forgive. You know, as soon as you can do that, which should be pretty quick. I mean, you don't want to let that stuff just fester away in you and begin to get the hold in your life, and the door just stays open as long as you don't get there, if you don't deal with it, you know. And if you stay there, I mean, you know, it's going to happen. The enemy's going to get in because he has a right to be where unforgiveness is, because, if you don't forgive your brother, you know, if you don't forgive people who trespass against you, then you could be turned over to the tormentors. It says in Matthew 18, the tormentors are the demons. So how many want the tormentors in your life? I don't want the tormentors in my life. So let's talk about confusion and every evil work a little more here. So you got to forgive quickly, okay? And in marriage, listen, you can't hold unforgiveness toward your mate. If there is strife in a marriage or a family, then confusion can be released there, okay? It can be keeping people from being able to see the absolute darkness of their condition. It can keep people from seeing the absolute truth there, too. And when one is confused, you really can't think or reason or even see things clearly. It's like a fog has moved in. You know, you've been in a fog before, you can't see very far. I've been in fogs where you couldn't see the car in front of you. And yeah, you're correct. You are correct. This is the case. It is a demonized fog cloud, fogging up the issues there. Fogging up the issues, which are the real problem, which is demons that are active in a person's life and during this time. So you're going to have to repent for the strife, the envy, the unforgiveness, and then cast out the confusion too as well. But a person also is going to have to deal with, you know, every evil work going on. See, because every evil work is a host of demons they try to get in too. See, sickness, backbiting, judging, reaping, judgment, and divorces and children affected and infected by the divorces and on and on and on. I mean, greed, lust, adultery. So many demons in the every evil work part, see. For example, say a brother gets offended because he was envious of his brother, so he sets out to get even because he hates this brother of his to do him harm, like, you know, Caleb did to Abel. So he's miserable and he plots and plans to destroy and hurt his brother, to do whatever he can, break up his home, break up his marriage, break up their finances, break up their relationship, break up his job, cause him to lose his job, all because he's envious. Then all kinds of evil work came in. Absalom hated his dad. He was envious, and he was in rebellion against his dad, and there was strife in David's household, and it was almost destroyed. It was a rough time for King David. And, of course, he grieved over his son. He didn't want to face the rebellion and deal with it. So what do we do? Well, we begin to cast out those vain imaginations, all those lies against the truth, as we said. Get rid of those things. And realize that daily you will face lies against the truth. That's just part of life in this world. You face it in your marriage. You know, in your marriage, too often it's all about one person when it should be considering the other person better than themselves. I mean, marriage is a lay down your life daily, even many times daily life kind of life. That's what kind of life it is. If you're going to be married, that's the kind of life you're going to have to learn to live. See? It's a learning to have compassion for your mate. You know, there's a lot of marriages. There's no compassion or very little compassion for one another. Also need to learn to be merciful towards your mate. Hey, remember, Satan hates both of you, and he wants to keep you at odds with each other. It's all out spiritual warfare against you. He's trying to get you in strife and envy and confusion and keep you there. Really, it is daily spiritual warfare today to live together with another person who is the opposite sex of you in marriage. There are many things that people don't understand when they get married. There are many things that take time to understand. Your mate is not like you. They think differently than you do. You can't read their mind. You don't really know them because you cannot go into the doors of their mind and really get to know them, right? I mean, you can know them to some degree, what they reveal of themselves to you. And they're just not like you, though. You have to understand that about your mate. They think different from you. Women don't think like men. Men don't think like women. And so devil know how to use that against, you know, because they understand male and female. And they could just take the male and female and use everything to their advantage and use each other against each other and mess with you, get you in strife and envy and women don't think like men, and you might think that they do, being a man, and men don't think like women, and you might think they should, being a woman, and they don't, and they don't see things from the windows you're seeing things through, you know. Either way, okay, so devils are going to try to place lying imagination within the mind to invite problems and strife and anything to separate you from unity, because the Bible says, you know, if two or three can agree as touching anything, it shall be done, right? It says, one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. The enemy wants to keep you in disunity as a husband and wife. So there's a war against your marriage, if you're married today. And that's why I would advise people to marry the right person too, you know, because many times people marry someone that God had no joining together of you. I mean, it says, let what God has joined together, no man put asunder, right? But I'm telling you, a lot of marriages, God had nothing to do with joining them together whatsoever. It was the joining of sexual attraction, or they're good looking, or lust, or fantasies, all kinds of things, various reasons, money, I mean, jobs, prestige, just all kinds of self-centered things that people get connected over. Yeah. And then they wonder, yeah, did they make it? Some of them do, some of them don't. Because there's already so many things against them. If God doesn't join them together, they've got a lot to work through. And God may redeem the situation. God is good. I mean, know that. And he could redeem a bad situation. He could redeem a bad mess there. But sometimes it doesn't get redeemed, see, because you had no business joining yourself to him in the first place. So you got in the flesh. You did what your flesh wanted instead of what the Holy Spirit. You didn't pray. You didn't seek God about it. You just married. Well, thank God I have children from that. Well, praise the Lord for your children, and your children can be sanctified because of you, but still, what are you going through? Because you got in your flesh. Number two, okay, bring every thought captive to Jesus and his word. If it's not God, okay, if it is not God, then the word, the obedience of Christ is going to reveal it. Remember this, that the soul always exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Why? Because the soul is not the spirit. It's not spirit. It's Adamic in nature, see? And we have to crucify that flesh, that old Adamic nature, and not let it have the ascendancy in your life. You can't let it have a dominant force in your life. So, yes. So what was number one? Remember, it began to cast down imaginations, thoughts that are not in alignment and every high thing. And then take every thought captive to Jesus and his word is number two. Number three, we're going to go to Galatians 5:16 here and 17. It says, this I say, walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, for he that... For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. So, what is number three? Take spiritual oversight in your life. Let God rule you through your spirit. Spiritual oversight, not soulish oversight. Take spiritual oversight over the soul and the body. See? Rule from your spirit, see, and return to the place of the rule of the second Adam, Christ, right? Christ rules from our spirit, from the Holy Spirit within our spirit. Let all be ruled spiritually, not soulishly. This is the key here, taking that spiritual oversight in your life, not letting the soul rule you, not letting that flesh rule you. Take up active warfare against spiritual deception by evil spirits that are influencing your soul and mind. Listen, you've got to war against these things. You've got to be pulling these things down on a daily basis, sometimes a momentarily basis, moment by moment. because they want to take the ascendancy in your life. They want to be lifted up inside of you. They want to lift themselves up, because that's what they do. It's what devils do. Yeah. So rebuke them and take the spiritual authority, walk in the spirit. You're not going to be ruled by those lusts of the flesh. Okay, ask God to open your eyes to Satan's tricks and devices. That's number four. Ask God to open your eyes to Satan's tricks and devices. How many know if every Christian had their eye open, we'd sure be in a better condition today, because they're not doing that, though. They're not walking with their eyes wide open. They're walking, being led around by their flesh, being led around by self and seeking and other things, and therefore they're being led around by a lot of deception is in their lives. And so Jesus, open our eyes, Lord, to the tricks of the enemy, the sneaky devices of Satan, the sneakiness of these, we need to recognize these devices, these sneaky attacks. And Jesus said, through Paul, he said, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. Yet, we look at a lot of Christians today, they are ignorant of Satan's devices, right? Because they've not sought God in this area. They're too busy, you know, doing the coolest thing, you know, whatever that is, in the church today, you know. I won't be a cool Christian, you know. I want to, you know, be the coolest of them all, right? Well, no. Wait a minute. Is that what we're called to be? The coolest of all? I thought we were called to be the servant of them all. I thought we were called to, you know, seek the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not on our own understanding. Yeah, so you see that Satan is much more embedded in the church than we realize, and we need to wake up and start removing him from his embedded positions within the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? So what are we doing? Are we doing that? Are we allowing that to take place? Or are we letting the enemy have a dominant place here? Yeah. Well, I'd say we shouldn't let the enemy have a dominant place in our life. We need to let the Holy Spirit have the dominant place. Okay? So, you see, Satan is much, so much embedded that some people don't even realize that he's embedded within them so deeply. He's also much more embedded in your family than you realize. Okay? Oh, yeah. He's also much more embedded in each of us than we realize. So we need to live a life of discovery. We need to discover what's going on, really discover what's going on in our lives and not be ignorant of that the enemy really is working there, and we're not seeing it like we should. Discover where the hidden lies in our lives. You've seen an iceberg, right? And if you were to look under the ocean, you'd see, wow, there's a whole lot more to the iceberg than what has met my eyes above the ocean. Above the surface of the sea, it's a small iceberg up on top, but boy, it's like a continent underneath. I mean, it's huge. Yeah. Well, the real roots and problems and issues are below the surface, folks. They're below the surface in us as well, and we don't usually see it all by just looking at ourselves in a mirror and a wall. I mean, you're not going to see everything going on there. So we need the Spirit of God to show us what's below the surface in our lives, so we don't ignorantly just carry this stuff around till Jesus comes. Amen? We don't want to just carry all this junk around. I mean, we're not junk carriers. We're not the devil's junkyard where he can dump all his junk demons in, right? Let's not be the devil's junkyard anymore. Okay? Listen, one of the words that God wants us to know is that it's time to break up our fallow ground today. What do you mean? Fallow ground means a ground that is laid idle for a time, that has gotten hard and crusty and nothing growing there but weeds and rocks. I mean, it's an area that's been laid waste, and that's what's going. When you say weeds and rocks, we're talking about devils in there. Need to break up the fallow ground. What are we waiting for about that? Oh, it's time for that today in the church. It's time for God's people to get active in this area break up the fallow ground. I've got a couple of scriptures for that. Let me give you real quick because we don't have too much time left. But you know the book of Hosea. Yeah, if you can find that. It's before the book of Joel. I don't know. Some of you are looking them up. Some of you not. Hosea 10, verse 12. Sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Are you letting that take place? I mean, listen, the more we get of God in us, the less that the devil is going to be able to deceive us and sneak around in us, in our lives. See? How much is he sneaking around in your life right now? Most Christians, it's a whole lot. Sneaky, sneaky serpent, right? He's sneaking around. Sneaking around, seeking whom he may devour. What area has he been devouring you lately? Jeremiah 4:3, it says, for thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among the thorns. The thorns, the devils will stick you. The thorns of the devils, they will stick you there. The weed, the rocks, the thorns, it's an area that is laid waste. And a lot of Christians have been laid waste by the devil. They're laid waste right now. And there are parts of us that God has once tilled. He wants them plowed and productive. But listen, we're going to have to let him have that part of us. Quit letting self rule. Plowing up a fallow ground means opening it up and turning it over. And doing so, exposes what's underneath that hardened and rocky exterior crust. And it could be that the things that are hidden in our lives that need to be opened up to the Lord, that we could get delivered from them, or we could get them cast out, these things that, are hiding underneath the fallow ground. And you got to break it up. You got to plow it up. You got to get to the bottom of what's there. Yeah. Hidden things need to be opened up to the Lord so he can deal with them. As long as they're hidden, what? The fruit God wants us to bear by the Holy Spirit can't really be allowed to fully develop and grow. It's still hidden garbage. It's going to have to be exposed and dealt with. Yeah, this is one reason why we have this fallow ground over in Psalms. Let's read it, Psalms 143. And verse 3 and 4 here, it says, for the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Do you feel like that sometimes? Therefore, my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. Maybe you felt desolate lately. Maybe you've been overwhelmed lately. Maybe it's just been too much and you're just feeling like the enemy's been persecuting my soul. He's smitten my life down to the ground. Maybe you're feeling that way, Saint. Maybe it's been really rough lately. He's done damage in our ground in those areas that have become hard and crusty. So how do we till it up? How do we get healed? How do we get delivered? How do we get free of this stuff, free of the guilt, free of the pain? How do we do that? How are we going to make it in the time that we're living in today through the stuff that we deal with today? Well, look at verse 6 here. It says, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. Lift up your hands unto the Lord. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. So you begin to thirst after God again. Get thirsty. Reach out to him. Lift up your holy hands that have been drooping down. Lift up those holy hands unto the Lord and begin to thirst after God again. Thirst after your deliverance. Thirst after change in your life. Don't give up. Don't just lay there on the bed and die spiritually. No. No, don't do that. And then what else? We see here verse 5 here in the same chapter. I remember the days of old. I meditate on thy works. I muse on the works of thy hand. In other words, meditate on the Lord and remember the good things God has done for you. Remember all the good times you did have with that person. Remember all the things that God did do in your life and their lives and whatever it may be. See? Remember the good things God's done. Remember how he saved you, how he loved you, how he touched you in the past. And meditate on his works and his word day and night. What has the Lord done? And realize that he has delivered you in the past. And if he has delivered you in the past, he'll deliver you in the nasty now, right? Amen. Amen. And then this is a very important one. The third thing I see here in this chapter. In verse 8, cause me to hear thy love, loving kindness in the morning. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. In other words, ask the Lord to hear his love. When you hear his love, you become acquainted with his love. You know, sheep feel most secure when they can see their shepherd and hear their shepherd nearby. See, Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You need to hear him nearby. You need to know that he's nearby. We need much love. Love always conquers evil. You know that love will conquer evil in the end, no matter what. You need to hear his love every morning. The mercies of the Lord are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. You need to know that each day is a new day in Christ. Yesterday is forever gone and behind you. Forgetting those things that lie behind. Pressing on for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, hear his love. Right now, you need comfort. You need to hear his love. You need to overcome the sneaky one. You know what? Love covers the multitude of the enemy. It covers the multitude of sin. It cancels him. It stops him. It's a greater than his power of darkness and hatred and unforgiveness and bitterness and evil. Love is more powerful than that. And now we go to number 4. This is another important one. Another very important one, verse 9. We're in Psalm 143, by the way, if you've forgotten. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. You know, there is a secret place. You need to learn to hide away in Jesus. You need to hide away. David said, I run to him to hide. You know, we run to everything else but him when the going's rough. All right, run to my neighbor, call him on the phone. I run to this, run to that. No, run. How about running to the secret place? How about running to hide in Jesus? Yeah, there's a hiding place, a resting place in him. There's a place for you that is there for you. Whether you ever go there or not, it is there for you. See? And we can find these things. If we will just overturn the ground that is so hard and crusty. And number 5 is verse 10 here. It tells us here, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. The spirit is good. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. See, let yourself be taught by him. That's right, in the land of uprightness. Let him bring you into the land of uprightness, not into the land of you know, being whatever you've been in, see? Whatever you've been in, whatever's been wearing you out lately. How many know that life has things that are just too much for us to bear personally on our own ability? Things happen in this world that are too much for us to handle without Jesus. It's just, that's why people, you know, they can't take it. You know, they're going to psychiatrists, they're going to alcohol, they're going to drugs, they're going to smoke weed, they're doing all kinds of things to try to help medicate the pains of and the attacks and things that are in this wicked world of darkness. See, yeah. But we said, deliver me, O Lord, in the previous verse from our enemies. He delivers us. He does deliverance. We can cast these things out. We could get rid of them. He will deliver us from these spirits that are hiding under the surface of our lives that are causing chaos and problems and difficulties in our lives. We don't need it. We don't want it. Run to the Lord. Or quit running to everything else. Run to Jesus. Get rid of the pride and the stubbornness. Let him show you his will, his perfect plan, and how to perform it. We need to listen to him and be taught by him. How many people are really letting themselves be taught by the Lord, and they're not letting their preconceived ideas, which usually come from demons anyway, have the ascendancy in their life, have the teachership in their life? I've got two more here. I'm going to try to get them done before we run out of time here. But verse 11, quicken me. That means revive me, Lord. Receive his life. Let him revive you again. Some of you really need some reviving right now. Some of you have just been through it, man. You need some reviving. You need to let the Lord revive you today. Quicken you, revive you, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. How much trouble has your soul been in lately? Yeah. Too much to talk about, huh? Can't put it into words. Sometimes you just can't. This should be our cry. Lord, I cry out, revive me, Lord. Revive me again. Devils beat on us. You know, demons have beat on us. Life beat on us. Let God revive you with fresh life, fresh oil from heaven. Revive me, O Lord. Take me further with you. Lift me up into your arms, into your hand. Yeah, life beats on us. Let God revive us with fresh life now. Remember, he does it for his sake, for his glory. So you don't have to perform. You don't have to, you know, create, you know, new life. He gives it to you. He does it for his name's sake, for his glory. You don't have to be perfect to get this. You just need to receive it. Receive his life. Receive it. Let him minister to you. Let him encourage you today. Let him bring you through the river, the fire, the difficulties of life. Because in this world we have tribulation, but be of good cheer. He said, I've overcome the world. I've overcome these tribulations that you're facing. But you've got to come to me. You've got to come to me about these things. You've got to, you know, begin to thirst after God. Number one, reach out to him. And then number two, meditate and remember the good things God's done. And then number three, hear his love. He wants you to hear his love. You need to become acquainted with his love, intimately acquainted with that. And number four, begin to learn to hide away in him, hide away in Jesus. There's a hiding place, the secret place of the Most High. I'm going to hide away there. And number five, let yourself be taught by him. Get rid of the pride of the stubbornness. Let yourself, let him teach you. Let him be your teacher. You need not any man teach you. You need not that any man teach you. Let the Holy Spirit teach you, see? He uses men. He uses women. He uses people to teach us. But see, it's the Holy Spirit that's really doing the teaching on the inside of us. So we let ourselves be taught by the Holy Spirit. And then number six is receive his life. Let him revive you. His infusion of life into us. I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That's what he said to us, and that is his word to us, and he means it what he says and says what he means. Last verse 12. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. This is talking about deliverance. The enemy to be cut off and defeated in Jesus' name. That's right. Start expecting every enemy to be cut off and defeated, like it says in verse 12. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies. Destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. In Jesus' name. Right now, we break those curses that are trying to afflict your soul right now. I bind you. You get off of these people right now. Come out of there. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So let's expect the enemy to be cut off and defeated, to be stopped in his place, period. all that have afflicted you, he will cut off and deliver you, because you are his daughter or son, his precious one, his servant. And yeah, you may have felt wasted. You may have felt worn out. But if you rise up in these seven areas, I tell you what, you'll be wasted no more. Joy will rise up again. Hope will rise up again. Peace will rise up again. And that sneaky serpent won't be able to prevail against you any longer. Amen. You let go of that strife in your home, in your marriage. Realize it's the enemy, and he's got to be cut off and defeated, and God will revive you again. And the enemy will be removed from his place. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for these words tonight of life tonight. We appreciate it, Lord. We appreciate your mercy. We are in need of your mercy every morning. They're new. They're fresh. If we'll receive them and not let the devil just mess with our minds in the mornings and have his way. So Lord, we thank you for grace not to let the enemy mess with us. Thank you for grace to overcome in our homes, our churches, our relationships, our workplaces, all the things that the enemy has attacked in and tried to mess them up any way he can. We thank you, Lord, that you're a faithful God. And you take good care of your children, even in times of trouble. You bring us through the trouble, through the fire, through the floods. And you'll revive us again. You'll refresh us. You'll renew our strength. And we'll run and not be weary. We'll walk and not faint. The devil will not be able to wear us out in these latter days, Father. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for freedom. Thank you for the joy of our Lord being such a strength to us, Lord. Lord, we just desire more of your presence in our lives, Lord. Fill us to overflowing tonight, Lord. Fill us up. We lift our cup up, Lord. Let it overflow with you, Lord. Fill us up to overflowing. Fill us up. Fill us. Fill us. Fill us now. Fill us, Lord. We need you. We need a fresh outpouring in our lives. We need more. So pour it out on every listener tonight. Fill them up, Lord, in Jesus' name. Fill them up. Fill them up to overflowing. Let them sense your presence, your love, your power in their lives. Thank you. And show them your deliverance tonight in a few minutes as we do some deliverance as well, Father. We give these dark circumstances and situations to you, Lord. Let you take care of them, Lord. We can't fix things. You have to fix them. You have to help us. You have to bring us through. And we're dependent upon you. And that is true humility. When we come to the place of true humility and dependency upon the Lord, we know we're going to make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We prevail against the enemy. We prevail against this world of darkness and sin through you, Jesus, our Lord and Master. So refresh us, renew our strength tonight, Lord, and let us run the race to the finish line, Father, for your glory, Father, for your glory, that you would be magnified and lifted up. Praise your name forevermore. Praise your name forevermore. We worship you now. We worship you, worship you, worship you. Worship you and glorify you now. Praise your name forever, Lord. Praise your name from this day forth and forevermore. We will worship you and honor you, Lord, and glorify you, for you are worthy, 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 worthy to be praised. Praise you, Lord God Almighty. Praise you, Lord God Almighty. Praise you, Lord God Almighty. Oh, we just refresh ourselves within the Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we'll be right back in a few minutes.
battle half-heartedly, nor has any drifter yet crossed the sea. That glorious crown isn't won easily. So fight on, my brother, for the victory, and look toward the day when our King will come back. Don't let shiny temptations get you off the track. He'll give you everything you'll ever lack. So shine on, brother, let your light burn until He returns. This world lies in darkness, no light do they see. We're not on vacation, there's souls to be free. Do not be deluded, cling to the truth, so you know you're His when He'll come for you. And look toward the day when our King will come back. Don't let shiny temptations get you off the track. He'll give you everything you'll ever lack. So shine on, brother, let your light burn until He returns. And the journey is long. Keep your light pure and your heart filled with song. Let your mind be clear and your faith ever strong on this long, long road back home. Look for the day when our King will come back. Don't let shiny temptations get you off the track. He'll give you everything you'll ever lack. So shine on, brother, let your light burn till He returns. Till He returns. Till He
Okay, folks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's get some deliverance going right now in Jesus' name. We come against some of these spirits that we talked about tonight, envy and strife. We come against envy right now. We break the curse of the power of that spirit right now. You come out of there. Come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, we renounce you. We renounce spirit of strife and break the curses of these two spirits from operating in us and command them to go. Come out, envy. Come out, spirit of envy. Go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, envy. Come out, jealousy. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them and let them go. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. Come out, all that envy, all that jealousy. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. Come all the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. Move right now. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. Yes, all the way out, all the way out. Spirit of strife, come out, come out. We bind the spirit of striving and strife. Come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Come out all the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. All that strife spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, all the way out. All the way out, the blood of Jesus. Move, 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 up and out in Jesus' name. Up and out, up and out, up and out of there. Go, go, come out, come out, come out, come out. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus and loose the people and let them go right now. We're talking to that strife spirit, go in Jesus' name. Go all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way up and out, up and out, up and out. Take a few coughs, let them go. All the way, go. All that strife. Let it go. Take a few coughs, let it go. All the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, all the way. The blood of Jesus against these spirits right now. All that envy, all that strife, go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all the way out. All that unforgiveness toward somebody, come out. All that unforgiving spirit, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. You need to forgive right away. This is, you know, people punish people. They refuse to talk to them for weeks or days. And that's no way to act, Christian. You're supposed to be more mature than that. You don't act that way, you know. Don't talk to them, walk on the other side of the street, you know. I mean, come on, really? Where's your maturity, you know? Don't try to put on an act that you're mature when you're not, and you're acting like a child. Come on, all that spirit, that spirit of unforgiveness, you come out of there all the way out, all that unforgiveness in Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way out. I know people who unforgiveness has ruined their life. I mean, really messed them up. It's just like leaving your back door open. You live in the country, you leave your back door open, and what happens? All kind of stuff comes in your back door, right? I mean, you're just leaving a door open when you like that and holding unforgiveness because things coming in because they have a single right to come in because, I mean, they have a right to come in because you got the door open because of unforgiveness, see? So all that unforgiveness come out, the spirits of unforgiveness. You need to forgive, but the spirits need to come out of you right now. Let go of them in Jesus' name. All those spirits of unforgiveness, go, go, come out, 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 out of there, all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. The blood is against you. Be weakened by the blood. Angel, sword these demons of unforgiveness right now. All the way out of there. All the way up out of there. In Jesus' name, loose them and let them go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out of there. All the way out. Keep moving. Keep moving. In the name of Jesus right now. Keep moving up out of there. Loose them and let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, gotta go. Gotta go right now. Go, 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 go. Up and out of there. Up and out of there. Go. In Jesus' name, all unforgiving spirits, all spirits of depression, being weary with life, all that depression, come out. Discouragement, come out. Come out of there all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Depression, discouragement, come out all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. That depression, discouragement, come out. Come out now. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out of there. Depression, discouragement. Don't know why you're depressed. Don't know why you're discouraged. The enemy's kind of been wearing you down, working on you. We rebuke that. You come out of there. Come out. come out, weariness, come out, all the way out, weariness, frustration, come out of there, all the way out, come on, move in Jesus' name, move, 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 move in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, all the way out, you have to go, come out in Jesus' name, all the way out of there, go, 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 go. Go, all that greedy spirit. Some people, greed has such a hold on their lives. They're just so greedy about things. They just want to have more all the time. Want more. Give me more. Give me more. Give me more. All the way out, that greed. Come out. Greedy for money. Greedy for power. Greedy for different things. You have to come out now. Come out. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, go, all that greed, come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come, the greedy spirits, you got to come out of there. Come on, up and out, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, go, go, all the way, all the way. All the way, Jesus' name, go, go, go. All that greed, all that money love, greed for money, greed for, come out, all the way out, Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way, in Jesus' name, go, keep coming out, all the way, go, in Jesus' name, I bind you, all the way out, go, 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 keep going. All the way up out of there. Move in Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. That greedy spirit can be very deep in some people. All the way out of there. Go. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Fear of failure, you come out. Come on. Fear of failure. Feel like you're a failure or you're going to fail. All that fear of failure. Feel like you fail at your job or fail at your home or fail in your Christian walk. You failed the Lord. All that fear of failure, come out. We bind you. Come out of there right now. Loose them and let them go. Come out. Fear of failure. All the way out. Come on. Fear of failure. We're talking to you. Come up out of there. Fear of failure. Go in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus is against you. Come out now. All the way out. Fear of failure. Fear of failure. Go all the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, for, Lord, that you'll bless those who have had that fear of failure in them, Lord, and help them not to hold back anymore, but they'll step forth in things where they haven't stepped forth because of that spirit of fear of failure, Lord, that they'll be stepping forth in those areas and they'll not let anything hold them back anymore. They won't let that fear of failure control them because it's gone in Jesus' name. All of that fear of failure, go. Every bit of it, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, go all the way out. And Lord, we pray for the will of God to be done in their lives. Father, whatever the perfect, blessed will of God is for them, let that will of God be done for them. Let them walk in your will and not hold back into stepping out in faith where they need to step out in faith, Father. We thank you for that. Keep coming out all the way out. All these spirits that we've been calling out. Fear of making a decision, come out. Apprehensive spirit, come out. That apprehension, come out. Come out, apprehension, come out. All the way out, all that apprehension, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Apprehension, come out. Come out now in Jesus' name, up and out of there, up and out of there. Come out in Jesus' name, keep coming out. All the way out, apprehension spirit. Come out, come all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that apprehension, go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, loose them and let them go. All that apprehension, come out, come out, come out, all the way. Come on, go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all that confusion. Yeah, it came in through envy and strife, that confusion, you come out, confusion, come out, all that confusion, come out, we know what to do, we know what God's plan is, all that confusion, go, 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 all the way out, All that confusion, go in the name of Jesus. Come out, 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 come out. I'm all the way out, all the way up and out. Loose them and loose them and let them go. Up and out, 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 all the way out. Come out now, all the way out. Go in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, loose them and let them go. All that confusion in Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way out in Jesus' name. All the spirit of hopelessness, you come out. All that hopelessness, feeling hopeless, having no hope, come out. All that hopeless spirit, come out right now. All the way out. I bind that hopelessness in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Loose them, let them go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, hopeless spirits, come out. In Jesus' name, come out. All the way out. Keep coming out. All the way out. Gotta go. All the way out. All the way out. Keep going. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. Come out. All the way, keep going. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Gotta go, yeah, gotta go. Keep going up and out of there, up and out of there, up and out of there. All the way, all the way, all the way. In Jesus' name, hopelessness. Go, 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 go. Up out of there, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Anxiety too, come out, anxiety. Come out, anxieties. Come out, all those anxiety spirits. Give a person anxiety. Yeah, all that anxiety, we're talking to you right now. I'm talking to you, demon. Not talking to the person. I'm talking to you, spirit of anxiety. Come out. All the way out. All that anxious spirit, all that anxiety spirit, come out. Come out, 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 come out. All that anxiety. I have a squeaky chair. I hope that you don't hear all the squeaking my chair is making when I move. Every time it makes a noise, you know. I'll have to do something about that. But anyway, keep coming out of there. All the way out. Jesus' name. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. All anxiety, come out. In the name of Jesus. Right now, loose them and let them go. All that anxiety in Jesus' name. Got to go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Loose them and let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Come out, 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 out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All those self-focused spirits come out. Those self-focused, always focused on self, come out. Self-focused, how it all pertains to you. Yeah, everything's about you. Come out. All that self-focus, come out. In Jesus' name, we break the curse of self-focus. Yeah, we can be considerate of others. That's what the scripture says, you know. We're not just to be considerate of ourselves. We do consider our body and taking care of the body, but we just focus on ourselves about everything. That is not walking in the love and compassion of the Lord, the way that God would call us to walk. I mean, a lot of people don't know any other way to walk, but that's why we're learning and growing in grace, because we're maturing to learn to walk a different way than the way we've been trained up in, with the way of the world, right? We're not of the world. We're of the kingdom of God right now. We're born again. We've asked Jesus into our heart. Yeah. So, yeah, by the way, we led two to the Lord in church. Last Sunday, two children came to the Lord in church. And for the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus said about the little children. So thank God we led two to the Lord. And it's an honor to be able to do that. Praise God. I've been praying for them this week that, you know, they had a real experience with Jesus at their level of living. Come out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Keep coming out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Yeah, we called arrested development last week of living as a child, as an adult. Right? That's only a spirit that a lot of adults have that need to get rid of. Because they're still a child in the way that they act and carry on. And they haven't matured in certain areas of their lives. And so arrested development can be a real hindrance to a lot of people if they allow that spirit to dominate in them. So, yeah, come out arrested development. We just call it out for those of you who didn't get to come to church last week, of course. Come out of there, all that arrested development. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there, up and out, all of the arrested development spirits, go. In the name of Jesus right now, loose them and let them go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come up out of there, all the way out. All the way up out of there, go in Jesus' name, all the way out. All the way out, keep coming out. I bind those arrested development spirits, come out. Those childish spirits in a way that you should not be childish anymore when you're 40 years old and you're still acting like a little child, a toddler thing. You know, that's a toddler person. That's not correct. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, come out, 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 come out. All the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, go all the way out. The spirit of awkwardness, you come out. Come on, spirit, feeling awkward about yourself all the time, feeling awkward in front of people, feeling awkward at your workplace. Come out, all that awkward spirit. Come on, all the way out. Come out. In Jesus' name, I bind you. We break your power. All that awkward spirit, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name, all the way out. All the way out. Out, 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 out of there. All that awkwardness, go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Go, go, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, all the way out, up and out. All the way out of there, all awkward spirits, come out, all profanity spirit. You go to work, you hear people using profanity, you watch television, they're using profanity, or go to a movie, you're hearing profanity. We command that profanity cursing spirit to go, come out, right now, go, all the way out, profanity, come out. Come out, profanity, in Jesus' name, all the cursing, foul-mouthed spirits, come out. Foul-mouthed spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, up and out of there, in the name of Jesus, right now, loosen. All the foul-mouthed spirits have to go. Come out, in Jesus' name, all the way out. All the way out, all those foul-mouthed, profane-mouthed spirits, I bind you. And the blood of Jesus over your mouth, the blood of Jesus over my mouth, the blood of Jesus over all of our mouths, over our tongues, in Jesus' name. Let no corrupt communication come out of these tongues, in Jesus' name. So all that profanity has to go. Keep going out. All that cursing, all that profanity, loose the people, let them go. Loose the people, let them go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. That spirit of inability to say no to people, come out, all the way out. It's hard for you to say no. It's hard for you to say no to people. Come out, all the way out. Bind that spirit. You've done things you really didn't want to do and knew you shouldn't do because you wouldn't say no. Lord, forgive us for that one. Amen. And we just rebuke that spirit of inability to say no. In Jesus' name, go. In Jesus' name, all that spirit. Inability to say no. Come out, 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 come out. Peer pressure too. Come out. Giving in to your peer pressure, what they want you to do and they want how they want you to act, what they want you to go attend. Come out. All that peer pressure spirit. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Well, you aren't gonna fit in. You aren't gonna be one of us if you don't do what we do. Well, yeah, right. Okay, demons. Hush in Jesus' name. Come out. Peer pressure. Come out. 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 All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus go all the way out. All that peer pressure spirit. Come out. Intimidation by peers too. You come out. Intimidation. Come out and intimidation, being intimidated by your peers. Come out, 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 come out. That inability to say no to peer pressure, the intimidation, come out. Every one of you, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Fear to compromise, that sometimes you compromise because of intimidation. Come out all the way out. See how these spirits all work together against us. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, a divided kingdom cannot stand, right? Satan's not divided against Satan. His team is working together for evil. And I know they're going to consume one another, but still, they're working with a common goal, evil, against humanity. Come out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out. Compromise, spirit of compromise. Go, 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 go. Go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirit of stress, come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirit of stress, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Bind you. Come out in Jesus' name. All that stress, come out. Come on, all that stress, come out of the spinal column, come out of the neck, all stress, out of the mind, come out stress, come out stress, come out all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. Go. All the way out, all the way out. All that spirit of being overwhelmed, you come out in Jesus' name. Overwhelmed, come out in Jesus' name. We bind that overwhelmed spirit that tried to overwhelm you with difficulties and the daily stuff of life. Come on, all that overwhelmed spirit, come out, out, out. Everybody cough if you die. All the way out. All that overwhelmed spirit, come out in Jesus' name. Let it go all the way out. Being overwhelmed, come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Overwhelmed, you have to go in Jesus' name all the way out. All the way out in Jesus' name. All being overwhelmed, we break that spirit's control. In Jesus' name, and the demons that try to cause things to happen to overwhelm you, we rebuke them too in Jesus' name. We rebuke those spirits that causes things to happen in life to overwhelm you. Come out. Go in Jesus' name. I bind you. I bind you. We break your hold. Come out. 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 All the way out. For our God is more than enough. He will abundantly provide. He will abundantly pardon. He will abundantly fill us with more than enough, too. And he's come to give us life and an abundant life. Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you for the abundant life. Thank you for the abundance of your love, Father. Thank you for pouring out your love upon us and mercies and compassions and that they're new every morning. Praise God. Praise God for your renewing our strength and refreshing us today, Father. Thank you, Lord. Seal this deliverance to those who have received deliverance today. Seal it to them now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for them being able to keep what they got and walk in it, live in it, and experience the freedom of it in Jesus' name. We praise you and honor you and thank you for tonight's time together with these folks here that are part of this online church service, Lord. We thank you for each and every one and ask you to bless them, too. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, folks. We'll be back next week. the Lord. Winter is pretty much over. So we can rejoice about that here in Montana anyway. And, praise the Lord. It's been a cold one here this winter, but it's over now for the most part, I think. And praise the Lord. Well, love you all. I thank you for listening and being a part of the broadcast tonight. I pray the Lord will encourage you and minister to you and lead you in his path for your life, and that you would certainly be at peace with him every day and rest in that peace, knowing that he loves you and he's forgiven you and his blood has cleansed you from all sin and unrighteousness. And so knowing those things, wow, how many people really know that out there in the world? Nobody hardly knows that. Only his chosen people who have received him and believed what he's done. So, yeah, we're in better shape to face what's coming on the earth than the average individual out here who know nothing about the Lord, or very little, or they have a religious type of relationship, but not a real relationship. Thank God for real relationship. Thank God for love. Thank God for communion with the Holy Spirit. Thank God that you can talk to him and he would truly speak to us too as well. Praise God. Well, the Lord bless you at your job if you're working. May he bless you and prosper you there, and bless you at home if you're already overworking and not, you're retired or whatever you're doing. Lord be with you. If you've been attacked by the enemy physically, Lord heal you. In Jesus' name we pray and continue to deliver you from everything that the enemy has tried to hold into your life. And in Jesus' name, it's got to come out of your life, not in. So thank you, Jesus. All right. Good night, my friends. God bless you. And we'll see you next Friday night.